Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning. Hello. Well, good evening. Our church yields a tithe offering of all the offerings to other churches and Christian organizations. Let us be united in our hearts to give thanks to God for the tithe offering of 63,900 yen between December 13th and 19th. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this offering. Please use this for your work through other churches and Christian organizations. We've never lacked before. You always fill our needs. We praise your name. We thank you for this offering. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now let's watch 1 minute video. I remember one thing. We used to use Kokubunji City commercial building for about 20 years for worship services. And after we finished using it, it was gone. It was destroyed. Let's give thanks to God that the Lord, He kept it for our use. The other day, I told you that we are under the grace of God because our sins have been forgiven and we have received eternal life. We will never go to hell. But in another way, we are also under the grace of God. This means that whatever difficulties and problems we have in our lives, God helps us and God solves our problems. But some Christians, they don't experience this kind of grace of God. They don't experience this grace of God. But they need to experience this. And if you have experienced it already, you need to keep experiencing it and keep experiencing it more. And how can we do that? By exercising our faith, by using our faith. This means that even if you have faith, if you believe that God answers prayers, unless you actually pray, you don't experience it. When you practice, you receive God's grace. It's not that those who have faith receive blessings. It's not that, but the truth is, those who exercise faith, they receive God's blessings. You may be tired coming to this worship service, but please use your faith and exercise your faith. The core of exercising faith is listening to God's voice and obeying it. And also giving thanks to God is important, but the foundation is hearing God and obeying Him. And also praying to God is important. One important point is to pray. And when we listen to God's voice and obey it, and give thanks to God, we receive blessings. All the teachings you already know, and you know them in your head, but the issue is whether you really experience it or not. Example, about prayer or listen to God's voice and obey it. Suppose some of us are full-time workers and others they are part-time, and some others they have nothing to do with this. If you think you have nothing to do with this, become a full-time worker. If you are part-time, you sometimes exercise faith. If you determine that you give thanks to God, and if you determine that you pray to God, you are now a full-time worker. So let us see on which level you are. At which level you are now? About prayer, God hears prayers. Please raise your hand. For the past week, you have even one prayer answered by God. Let's give thanks to God. If you think if you think your prayers were not answered, there are two cases. In one case, some of your prayers were answered, but you just didn't recognize it. In other case, you didn't pray properly. Let me give you a homework. Until next week, next Sunday, please bring an answer to your prayer. I'll ask you next Sunday. Prayer is a very powerful weapon. when I started to pioneer this church, I didn't have any supporter for me. Mabashi Church didn't support me because I left that church and became independent. So I just relied on God through prayers, but prayer did the whole thing. If you can pray, your life will be changed. You know a story about happy blue birds, Chiru Chiru and Michiru. Oh, they looked for happiness, but we can have happiness and luck through prayers. We will be going into very difficult times, but through prayers, we will get victory. If you think you are just part-time in terms of prayer, become a full-time worker. If you think you need to pray, yes, that's right. If you are in this church, you have a duty to pray, and you receive a lot of grace and blessing from God. And hearing God and obeying it and giving thanks to Him. Listening to God's voice and obeying it is a foundation. Please do not be a part-time about listening to God's voice and obeying it. Become a full-time worker about hearing God and obeying it. Always listen to God's voice and obey it. That will change your whole life drastically. And upon listening to God's voice and obeying it, giving thanks to Him, then you'll see an amazing work of God happening in your life. You know, when we have problems and difficulties, and of course we have failures and disadvantages in our lives. But when we give thanks to God for these things, a special hand of God will be put into our lives. And we will know Him better. And God has a big plan concerning all our problems and difficulties. So He will open His plan for us. What we think minus will not end in minus. We will experience something. I've heard an amazing testimony. You may not be very surprised because you already knew about this. So we used to rent Kokubunji City commercial building for worship services every week. But but for some period of time, we couldn't use this building, and we had no place to have a Sunday worship service in. And the week after the next, we will have no place to have a Sunday worship service in. We we have to have a worship service in the park outside. But the Bible tells us to give thanks to God. So 2 weeks before that, we went forward at the altar, all of us, and we knelt down there individually, and we gave thanks to God. I told you that there are stages in giving thanks to God. So first, we gave thanks to God that we would have no place to have a worship service in. Then we prayed and confessed that, God, you have a special purpose in this. And we will see it. And when we see this, we will praise, we will glorify your name. So we glorify your name and praise you from now. So the reason why we give thanks to God is because God builds us up and we will see his glory. So we confess together. We haven't seen in our eyes yet, but we know that you have a special purpose in this, and we will see your glory be made manifest, and we will see it in our eyes. We haven't seen it, but we will see it, so we give thanks to God and we praise you. And next Thursday, that was my day off, and I was planning to go around to look for a new worship service place. But the Lord told me, take a rest, have a rest. So I decided not to do this. I mean, I decided not to go to look for a place. And instead, I brought my children to a zoo. And when I came home with the children from the zoo, some church staff members were waiting for me because they had found a new worship. They had found a new worship service place. There was a public school run by JR in those days in Kokubunji City, but they just they had just closed their school and they didn't use the school buildings anymore. And they offered for us to use their school buildings for our worship service place. And we were able to rent one of the school buildings. And it was a very big building. An amazing thing happened. This school was in the this school was constructed. This school was in the ruins of Kokubunji, and this is a name of a temple. And we found out that the Lord asked to use a worship service place at the very point for spiritual warfare, because that was where the Kokubunji, the temple, national temple, was founded. And it didn't happen just coincidentally. It was the Lord's leading, and the Lord they asked to have this worship service place by His word. The Lord builds you up in your faith, and He will show His wonderful plan through you. Yesterday we had a Kokoro Gospel Concert. Well, we held this concert, and I thought that our concert became professional. And I was surprised at our choir. Well, I was afraid if they would be able to appear on the stage properly, because they were not used to it, but they did all right with a candle in their hand. And the choir they sang behind Israel Mariko, Miss Israel Mariko, and they could sing very well. I was surprised. Last week I told you that when God they asked to start a choir in a church, I just thought of a choir as a chorus behind me when I lead worship service, when I lead worship, praise and worship. But we can now use a choir in another way. So when the Lord told us to start a work of choir, we just didn't know what would come out from this. And also when God told us to start an orchestra, we really didn't know what would happen, but God's plan are wonderful. So let's give thanks to God. And the audience, they were willing to applaud, clap their hands. They were willing to applaud when God is love and the end of the world, and especially the last song, Dance, was sang. People, they rejoiced and applauded. Let's give thanks to God. I heard from Czech that, you know, they have a Christmas concert every year, and 3 weeks ago we went to Czech and joined their Christmas concert. That was a joint Christmas concert. And they told us that they usually had less than 100 people who gathered at the concert. But when we had to gather this concert 3 weeks ago, we had about between 150 and 200 people at the concert. And now we have a relationship with one apostolic Protestant group in Czech, and they told us that they know another apostolic group who are willing to cooperate with us. And also, we've heard that some commercial broadcasting companies in the Czech Republic, as well as Czech national broadcasting companies, they want to interview us when we go over there next time. Let's give thanks to God. Now, let's now go into the Bible. Psalm 105, verse 19. To what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. Well, I used to ski because I was appointed as an assistant director of our youth ski camp of our church. That was when I was in Mabashi Church. So I skied about 12 times, and I was a professor. I was very good at bogen, and I decided not to do better than bogen because it would be dangerous for me if I ski, if I have a ski skill more than bogen, because I couldn't stop in skiing. And brother Inoue came and joined me as I ski, and we skied together. He's now a pastor of another church. And this brother Inoue, it was his first time to ski, so I we skied together, and I call him and skied together, but he didn't join me. He just concentrated on practicing some very basic things about how to ski. Then 3 years later, he became my ski instructor. This means that I liked skiing, but I didn't want to learn some basic things about skiing. About faith, we have to strengthen our basics. Why do we give thanks to God? Because we have God's word that all things work together for our good if we love God. So this is a basic of faith, that God's word is point. We have scriptures, we have the Bible, and God also speaks to us, and we stand in those God's words. And here in this passage, says to what he foretold came to pass, to the word of the Lord proved him. This means the word of God that was shown to Joseph, God told him that Joseph would be a leader. So Joseph stood in this word of God. Faith is word of God. Joseph, because he stood in the word of God, He is now an example of faith. You may have failed, and you may have some failures that you can never compensate. But we have the word of God in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for our good. If we believe in God and if we obey Him, all things will work together for our good. You can say that I made this big terrible mistake and failure, but because I have this word in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, if I obey God, God will make it good for me. The reason of our faith is God's word. So let us believe in God's word. I used to be very sick, and doctors told me that I would not live a long life. But I had received God's word saying that I would be very busy ministering. I'm now very busy. From tomorrow, I'll be sent to Kyushu area. This coming Friday, my Friday, this coming Friday, I have a lot of things to do. And next week, I'll go to Cambodia. I've been very busy. This is the fulfillment of God's word for me. I'm not just encouraging you that all things will work together for your good. I'm not saying this because this is the word of God. I'm not just cheering you up to dance together with me. I'm not just encouraging you. I have a reason to say this, as in the formula of physics, we have a reason from the Bible, from the Word of God. But we are tested. If you give your life to God, testing is allowed for your life, because if you keep having weak faith, you can't be used by God. So God shakes you, and God tests you. This means that you'll be put into more difficulty. But so some of you may have experienced that the more you give thanks to God, the more difficulties allowed to happen in your life. So that's testing. That's you being shaken. But as you are tested, some people, when they are tested, they have a test. They bring to this belief. But if you don't believe, you will not see a great work of God in your life. You know, I was sick and doctors told me that I would die. But I received a promise from God saying that He would send me to all over the world. Now, I've been to 84 countries. I've been to the United States 103 times. You may be tired now, but I am more tired because this word of God has been fulfilled. At the word of God, as is spoken to you by the word of God, that will come to pass. Even when you don't have specific showings from God, you have the word of God in the Bible, and the Bible says all things will work together for your good. This may be different from what we think or what we expect, but in God's eyes, the bad thing will happen to you. You know, when we prayed for our worship service place, because we would not have one the week after the next, we thought that God would just give us another place to have a worship service in. But God gave us real best worship place, because He provided us with a school building that was constructed in the ruins of Kokubunji, the national temple, the old national temple. And that was really something for, in terms of spiritual warfare. So about praying, so don't stop and keep praying. And in God's time, you'll see His glory. We've had some testings about a praise band, but, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we sent a missions team to check, and the performance, the singing was really used. You may have to persevere for some time, but when you persevere and stand in the word of God, you see His glory. You are very realistic, and you really don't receive what the Lord tells you, as is said by Him, but you need to receive it. You think you failed in something, and you worry about it, and you are bound by it, but give thanks to God for that. Even God will use it for you, and you'll see His glory. You are now being pulled by a thought that comes from the darkness. That's because you don't stand in the word of God. Stand in the word of God. Now let's pray for healing. So let's repent and let's seek healing in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, please put your hand in the name of Jesus. I bind the sickness. I command sicknesses to go. And I command healing. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. Someone who had headache, you are healed. You had difficulty in sleeping, you are healed. You had sore throat, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing in everybody. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
아왕이능아 그와 주 예수 그리스도의 신앙감나이
and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. 또 Please be seated. Some announcements. Hakuba Synagogue Camp will be held from March the 1st to March the 3rd. From 5 o'clock in the evening today, the end of a year concert will be held here. And please bring your family and friends. And this will be broadcast online. Team to Cambodia will be sent from January the 2nd and 5th. Praise, Thanks, Praise, and Revival Camp will be held from March 27 and to April the 1st. We'll be able to use the prayer chapel of the church on the way during this camp. Let's give thanks to God. Hakuba Synagogue Camp will be held from March the 1st and March to from March the 1st to March the 3rd. Buses will, you can take a bus from the church and the camp. Today's international service usually starts at 3, but it starts at 2:30 today. Hibiya J Gospel Fest will be held on January 14th. From 5 o'clock, concert will be held here. Those who will appear in the concert, please gather at 3:30 for sound check. We dismiss. Thank you.